Jesus Christ, Son of David, Son of Abraham. The Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and she conceived a child. The angel came to Joseph in a dream and said, "You are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All of this fulfilled what the prophet Isaiah spoke long ago. This child, Jesus, is the one of whom God spoke through all of his prophets. He is the fulfillment of the promises of David, David's Lord, and the promises to Abraham, his seed. And they crucified him. Wise men came to worship him as the King of the Jews, but they went to the King of the Jews to ask for directions. Herod tells them, the wise men go. Herod begins his attack. The family flees. And innocent children die in Bethlehem. We see here just how far the kingdoms of the world are willing to go to destroy any kingdom, let alone the kingdom of God, as it breaks in among sinful men. There cannot be two kings. And they crucified him. John the Baptist declares that the time for repentance has come on account of the nearness of the kingdom of God. Who warned you to flee the wrath to come? The king comes beside the waters of the Jordan. He walks in, and the Holy Spirit descends upon him and rests. And they crucified him. He is driven into the desert and tempted by Satan. But he overcomes Satan, as Israel could not. But they said his signs were by the power of the prince of demons, and they crucified him. He taught with the authority of his Father. He taught his disciples how to pray to his Father. And when they heard these things, they were amazed that his teaching was nothing like that of their scribes. And they crucified him. Jesus cleanses lepers. He heals a centurion's servant. He calms a storm and drives out demons. Heals a paralytic. Calls men unto himself. Raises a girl from the dead. Heals a bleeding woman. Restores sight to a blind man and gives words to a mute. And then he teaches 12 men and gives them the authority to do the very same things. He tells them, "Go to the lost sheep of Israel." He is the Lord of the Sabbath. And as the Lord of the Sabbath, when walking in the synagogue one day, he heals the hand of a man. And immediately they went out and conspired against him, how they might destroy him. And they crucified him. Jesus taught in parables. The kingdom of heaven is like a man sowing seed. Seed is the word of God, and the sower throws it about willy-nilly. For a time, that seed seems small and insignificant, but there will come a day when it is the largest of all the plants in the field. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the midst of a field or a pearl of great price. And if you happen to stumble across something like that, what do you do? The kingdom is like a net that you cannot help getting caught up in. But when Jesus returned to Nazareth, his hometown, and taught these things to the people there, they rejected him. "Isn't this Mary's son? Aren't his brothers and sisters with us every day in this place? Who is he to speak of the kingdom?" And they crucified him. Jesus fed 5,000. And walked on water. He healed many in the Gentile region of Gennesaret and then fed 4,000 more. The Pharisees and Sadducees come to him to test him. They demand a heavenly sign from him. He gives them the sign of Jonah, and they crucified him. He tells his people that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and scribes, but after 3 days he would be raised. He takes Peter, James, and John up on a mountain, and he is transfigured before them. And he tells them that he will be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, but he will be raised. And then again a third time he tells them that he will be handed over to the Pharisees and to the Gentiles, and they will mock him and flog him. And finally they will crucify him. And after 3 days he will be raised. But his disciples do not understand. And yet, he goes to Jerusalem. And this is how they crucify him. He enters into Jerusalem as the King of the Jews. He enters into the temple and he cleanses it. He curses a fig tree because it is not bearing any fruit, and then he re-enters into the temple that he just cleansed and is questioned. What authority do you have to be doing any of this in the first place? He is anointed for death, and one of his own chosen disciples agrees to betray him. He eats with his disciples and celebrates the Passover and gives them his body and blood of a new covenant. He is betrayed. The Pharisees, the chief priests, and the scribes finally get their hands on him, and he stands before the council. "I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You have said so. But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." They begin to beat him. Outside, Peter denies him. He is taken to Pilate, and Barabbas is released as his people are crying out, "Let him be crucified!" Pilate washes his hands of the whole matter, just as the chief priests and scribes wash their hands of Judas. He is handed over to soldiers. They strip him, clothe him in a scarlet robe, crown him with thorns. They spit on him, beat him, lead him away. They put his cross on the back of another man for a moment, and then they come to Golgotha. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments, kept watch over him there. In the ninth hour, after about 3 hours of darkness, Jesus cried out in a loud voice to his Father. They thought he was calling Elijah, but Elijah never comes. And after another loud cry, he gave up his spirit. When the king and his kingdom intruded into the world of sinful men, this is what happened. For them, the final solution for the Son of David, the Son of Abraham, Christ, their king, was to kill him. When I sit and reflect on all of this, all that Jesus did in his life and ministry, I can't believe what they did to him. And I wonder, and I imagine way too much, what if Batman and I had been there? Yeah. I like that idea. Because I think you and I can agree that had we been there, something probably at least would have been different. Something. I mean, despite all of Jesus talking about what was going to happen, if we had been there, we would have had the faith and courage that his disciples and people failed to have. Yes, I think we are convinced that we would have never agreed to 30 pieces of silver. I am certainly sure that none of our words here would have been, I do not know this man. And most certainly, we would have never said, let him be crucified. But then I remember, someone tried to prevent Jesus from fulfilling the scriptures as he said he must, and enduring what he came to endure. And Jesus told that man, get behind me, Satan. What is troubling, what is most terrifying in all of this is not what they did to Jesus, but that you and I are bound to have done the very same thing had it been us and not them. So how do you like the sound of this? And we crucified him. Now, as a matter of historical fact, we did not crucify Jesus. But not only did the rulers of the people conspire against him, it was one of his very own chosen disciples that agreed to betray him, and another who denied him. And where are the rest? And if they could do that, what about us? So how do you like the sound of this? And we crucified him. Well, whether you like it or not, it rings with truth. What good news can there be for any of us? Well, the good news is not the historical fact that you and I did not kill Jesus, that we did not crucify him. But it is his willingness to be crucified. When he was arrested, he said, do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father? And he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels. But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled? Earlier, Jesus told this parable about the tenants in the vineyard who threw out and killed the son of the owner. Have you never read the scripture? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, Jesus continued, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and will be given to people producing its fruits. Jesus was fulfilling the scriptures, and they crucified him. But they could not keep his kingdom from coming. His people tried as best they might to keep his kingdom from coming, but the stone that the builders rejected has indeed become the cornerstone. The kingdom of God continues to come, even today, despite their best efforts back then to keep it from coming, even through a cross. The kingdom of God may have been taken away from those Jews back then, but it has been given to others. A Lord threw a wedding banquet, and those who were invited rejected the invitation. They gave all kinds of excuses for not coming. So the Lord of the banquet sent his servants out into the streets to gather whomever they would find into the wedding banquet. And here you are. Like an absent-minded man, you stumbled in here tonight, not knowing what to expect, especially from this sermon. As if you were walking through a field looking at the flowers. And look what you've stumbled upon. Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham, the King, your King.